ज्ञान तिमिरांदस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्तिशे भक्त्या विहीनापराधलक्ष्यै क्षिप्तास्य कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दम्। Today is our last perhaps class here, and then we will proceed for England here and there. So we have come here to inspire devotees in pure bhakti. And we have told repeatedly what is bhakti. Or all kinds of activities by the bodily, by mind, by words, and also sentiments. We should always try to please Krishna. Always. Or whatever we do to please Krishna. So we should try to begin from Gurudev and Vaishnava and then to reach Krishna. We should try. Now here we are, our whole activities meant for worldly relatives and mindset, this for them. So we should turn our mood. We take wine or anything to please whom? Whom? This body. Not for Gurudev, not for Krishna, not for devotee. So they should be rejected. I want to take food. For whom? For myself. It should be rejected. Don't eat. Then how you will live? Oh, we should try to serve the remnants of Mahamsa. Serve always. You should not chant. You should try to serve Harinam. Everywhere this mood should be there. Here I am not hearing Harikatha. You cannot hear. What? I am going to serve Harikatha. This tendency. If I am hearing that, you are hearing. No. Myself hearing. You cannot hear by this material eyes and ears and anything. You cannot touch. So this mood be there. So whatever you do, first do for devotees to please and to please Gurudev and then come to Krishna. If you are doing anything, anywhere going, why I am going? Why going? If I am going to please Vaishnava, for the service of Vaishnava Guru and Krishna, then I should go. Anything doing, speaking anything, to please Gurudev, Vaishnava and Krishna. That's gradually bhakti may come. You know that Krishna came to this world, descended to this world with his whole associates. Why? There are so many reasons. Not only one. Sometimes I have told, oh, there may be thousands and hundreds of reasons. But we only know one, two. That to take the weight of Prithvi Devi. Prithvi Devi went to goddesses, and with them they went to Brahma, and Brahma taking them went to Kirsham, and he requested and he prayed in his trance to his Prabhu Garbhodashai. He went to Kirodashai, and from there he in trance he prayed to Garbhodashai, because his origin is Garbhodashai. And he told that I know everything. My Prabhu knows everything. His Prabhu was who? Krishna himself. He knows. And he will come very soon. So don't worry. All the goddesses should go to Braj and Jadupuri, and they should take birth. And their wives also. To serve Krishna and Krishna. Srimati Radhika. This was one reason. Secondly, Krishna wanted to test the ocean of rush of five kinds of, especially, and 12 kinds of rasas. In full, this. He also came to liberate the two sons of Kuber, because Narada has told like so. He remembered also that we will have to fulfill the desires of so many, like the desire of the daughter of Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj. What was that? When she saw that Bamandev came there in the council of his father, very beautiful. And he wanted that, he should be my son. I want. Bamandev, yes, I will be your son. And when she saw that he took his feet are so long. And he covered by his one step all this world. By second, 14 lokas. And by third, no place. And then he quickly covered his body, that is his mind. And he binded him Nagpash. And then she became furious. He has bended my father. He will be my son and I will give him poison. So she became Putana. So to fulfill desire of Dandakaranya rishis. Ramchandra has told like this. To fulfill the desires of the Rajkumari, princess of Janakpur, when Sita was married to Ram, all the princes there, they wanted that we should also be married with Ram. So Ram told, not this time, that day. Also, desire of Surpanakha. He wanted to marry Ram. Ram told, accepted. Anyhow you have come and you wish that you should marry. So I have taken marriage. But not this past time. I will make you like so ugly that anyone cannot marry you in this, and after this you will be very ugly. So anyone, but after that I will make you beautiful, and then I will fulfill you. So many.
These are Sarva Siddha,
Golden Siddha. Golden Siddha, there are so many. So he came. So he came in two forms. He came in Vasudev Devaki at Mathura in opulence form, not as a baby. Link anything for mother, with mother. As a 16-year boy, having four arms and club. A special boy with long hairs and so many ornaments, golden and very big hair, crown and everything. And at the same time, in the same night, at the same time when he manifested himself in Gokul, he came like a very little baby and natural, connected with Dharma. And after 10 minutes, 15 minutes, also one girl came, and that was Jogmaya. So Krishna came with Jogmaya here. So there were two. No home. At a time they can be. So first Sukadeva Goswami told that, oh, he is son of Vasudev Devaki. And after that, he told that Krishna is son of Nanda and Yashoda in full, and there as the appearance only. He has reconciled. That is why Swamiji may have written anywhere that Krishna was son of Devaki Vasudev, but he was foster son. But after that, when he told them, Nandastu Atma, Nandastu Atma Yutpanne, in 5th or 6th chapter of 10th canto, oh, here it has been written. Then Swamiji, this, he wrote that he is son of Nanda. He had no foster son or anything. So many times it has been written, everywhere, in Srimad Bhagavatam. Only to satisfy, Parikshit Maharaj has told that Krishna was son of Vasudeva Devaki. Only to satisfy. Why? Because he was related to that Krishna, not to Brahma. That is why he told. And that is why all Mathura Vasi and worldly person, they know that he was the son of Vasudeva Devaki. But all Brajavasi, even creepers and everything, animals, also they know that Krishna is son of Yashoda Devi. He came, we saw at that time, he was coming from the womb of Visha. So anyone cannot
believe
that Krishna is son of Vasudeva, any Brajavasi. So those who think that Krishna is son of Vasudeva, they must be of Mathura or worldly persons. But they have full faith that Krishna is son of Yashoda. Also Balram, he never took their birth. He took birth where? Gokul Mahaban with Rohini Devi. So they don't give up this place for a moment. Always there. Whether in Prakat Leela or Aprakat Leela. Always there. In Mathura and Dwarka, always Krishna and Baldev from Devaki and Vasudeva. There. Because Baldev was first in Devaki, Om, and from there it was taken in the Ombab. So first thing was that if a devotee wants to serve Krishna, he should be pure in all respect. If he is not pure, his heart is not pure, his words are not pure, he cannot come in devotee line. So first, we should be pure. Putna was the embodiment of impureness. He used to, from his beginning life, he used to take what? Smoking so much. Smoking tobacco. You know? In any leaf, in India even, very strong. Tobacco is given and they take it. Ganja, bhang, sharash, and others. Oh, so much wine to be mad and to do anything. What eating? The flesh and blood of baby. Never taking bath. Never. Not washing their mouths. Bad smell used to come from their mouths. Like when you smoke and bad smell will come. Any devotee cannot stand there. Their everything, their mouth, body, soul, everything, words, everything all
impure.
So if you want to begin bhakti, to go to devotees to associate, then first you should be pure, also be given. Totally. Tulsi mala, dharan will not do anything. Or any, your chanting will be to cheat Krishna and devotees. So we should be very pure. So we cannot do anything, so we should pray to Krishna. Then Gurudev, devotees and Krishna may come and they will kill, purify our hearts, body, soul, everything. How they will cut this impureness? By their words. Very sharp their words. Santa eva chindanti manu vyasanga ukti bhi. By their words, very sharp. The words will be that they will pinch and go in straight in your heart. And he will give up. Like Angira Rishi and Narad pured the heart of Chitraketu Maharaj. Narad Rishi, by Puranjanu Pakhyan, he did the Prachetas. Prachetas Nava, Puranjan. Prachin Varhi. Like this way. So we should. Like Bharat Maharaj to Rahugan Raja. So their words are very sweet also and very sharp also. Those who are not devotees, for them very sharp to cut their all attachments and everything. And for devotees, very sweet to him, but to him inspire them very quickly. So Krishna killed Uttana. Puta na. In Sanskrit words, in letters all meanings of the name are there. And they are kept formally. Ram, what is the meaning of Ram? Ramayati iti Rama. He gives pleasure to all, so he is Ram. Krishna, he attacks everyone, so he is Krishna. Hari, he takes away all kinds of bad things and also hurts, so he is Hari. So every word, there is no word in Sanskrit which has no meaning. Radha, what? He does aradhana of Krishna. What is the meaning of aradhana? Aradhana means to
make him please.
Radha. From Radha it has come. So every word. The first putana. Putana. No pureness. So you should first, if you want to initiate, be initiated. Or you should take bath. If it is very near Jamuna and Ganges, oh, you should take there. Everyone in Mathura and Vrindavan, first they take bath, first bath, shaving, being pure. And what? Taking shelter and giving all bad things. So you cannot do all these things, but by the help of Guru, Vaishnava and Krishna you can do. That is first pureness. Then duplicity, Rajniti,
politics,
hypocrisy. You are doing externally something, but your motive is another. What is this? Marich went to Ram in the shape of very beautiful golden deer. What was this? To cheat Ram, Lakshman and Sita, three, to cheat. His motive was, so this is duplicity. Policy. Raman made policy. Politics. If you want to be devotee, it should be given. These all these things. So, Trinavarta, or first, Sakatasa. He was like this. He saw that Putna has a form and that is Krishna killed easily. I will have no form. And I will enter like an air in that car. And when we smash Krishna, he will not see. But Krishna has lakhs and lakhs eyes. Not one. Oh, their nails, feet, they have also eyes. Here, there, they're all.
Everywhere.
They're roam, roam.
All fours. Fours of
all he has eyes. His heart has lakhs and lakhs. Sun and moon are his
eyes.
Air, water, everywhere he is eyes. So where anyone cannot cheat him. So he knew at once he, in playing like this, taking his toe in mouth and fits like this and he touched and at once he was killed. Krishna told that, oh, I was playing, but if you are killed, what should I do? So, if you have duplicity and
hypocrisy,
you want to cheat all these things, to any Vaishnava, to any Krishna or anyone, or you cannot be devotee. Try to be straightforward, open-hearted, humble, no? And then you can enter in this bhakti, what?
Real
bhakti. Bhakti is so easy, but for them, oh, it is more hard than covered with whole mountains in all south. Anyone can. But for easy persons, having not all, he may be ignorant, no harm. Simplicity should be there. You should not make any what? You should not play trick. Never. What you are externally, you should be internally. This is called Saralta. Jadi pranay rakhite chao, tumhe gaurange
saral karma,
saral karma kuti nati bhaji chhada ki
kuti nati chhadi bhaja gora ra
jadi
bhajvi gora saral
jadi
bhajvi
gora saral karma
kuti nati chhadi bhaja
gora kuti nati chhadi. This is the instructions of Jagadananda Pandit. I wanted to read all. But who will hear and who will practice this? As if anyone is playing on veena. Veena, you know? Very sweet. And there are some, what? Mahish, bhans. Buffalo. You know buffalo? Have you seen Indian buffalo?
Water buffalo.
Oh. Very blackish. And they don't care for anything. And always doing pogs. What? Chewing. So if you are playing on veena with raga ragini, up and down, they have nothing to do. They are closing their eyes and they are doing pogs. So, I think sometimes like this, any high class of devotees or any devotees is telling so much things to purify and to give knowledge and to give bhakti. But we, like person like me, and they don't care for it. They take from here and give for from here. Going everything and coming. They don't know what I heard and what I should do. Never. Some closing their ears. Nothing to go, nothing to come. But we should try to open our ears. And straight it should go to heart, not to go out. Then we can. We should come to association that I will take all these things. We should make our heart so. So no trick, nothing, duplication, nothing. Like Trinavarta. Oh, Krishna easily from his feet.
Sakatasu.
And he. By a stroke and he was killed. But we cannot do. If you are surrendered to Krishna and surrendered to Guru Vaishnava, they can't help you. And then easily they can do. Oh, Sarup Damodar. Oh, Raghunath Das Goswami, Rup Goswami, Raya Ramananda Prabhu. Oh, Patit Pavan Nityananda Prabhu. Oh, Advaita Acharya. You should be merciful to me. I cannot do anything. So help me. Be merciful to me to take out all these things. So we should try to make a very strong prayer for this. Then Krishna may come and easily will kill all these things. You know, after that what became? He killed Trinavarta. What is Trinavarta? Knowing so many logics against bhakti, against name, against Krishna. Oh, what becomes by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna? Nothing. We are foolish. We should do job any to make money. And then only we can be happy. I never see any devotee that he was happy. He was like me, thinking like this. He also died. Death also come from devotees, also for also other person. So nothing to do like this. No chanting name. Nothing. He should give up bhakti. This logic may come. Oh, Mayavadis are very good. Bodha are very generous. Very kind to all. No rules and regulation. Nothing. You can go only telling that, oh, Bodham Saranam Gacchami. This will do. You can take fish, eggs, smoking. No, you should only tell that Bodham Saranam Gacchami. World is zero. Vedas nasti, Ishwaro nasti. Nothing. No God, not God. No way to control anyone. Like this. Oh, it is better that he should be yogi. Like this. And he will tell that our yogis are more better than Krishna Bhakti. So these arguments where they are. They can cover bhakti. This is Trinavarta. Then if you are taking a shelter of very high class of guru or devotee, always in association, then you can be. One more. And then, oh, Krishna killed and Ram Baldev killed Dhenukasu. What is Dhenukasu? In India, an ash. And what is this? Ignorance, perhaps? Ignorance. Actually, no ignorance. What is the meaning of ignorance? What? How? What is the meaning of ignore?
That means you know something, but you don't recognize it and act upon it.
You know, actually. But you ignore. This is ignorance. But avidya is not like those. Not knowing anything. Who is Supreme Personality of Godhead? Who is jivas? Who are jivas? What is maya? So, there is no knowledge of all these things. And that was then that ignorance, knowingly something and we ignore, then ignorance. I think they both were there in Dhenukasura. He knew that, oh, he will kill Kansa. But who will kill Kansa? Only the eighth. Om, coming from Om, he will. And he will be Vishnu. So Kansa also knew all these things like this. So knowing this, ignorant. And he wanted to test everything and to give that all fruits to Kansa. So if anyone taking all the fruits of our all activities, bad and good, or we are demon like that Dhenukasura. And only Baldev Prabhu, Guru, he can remove this ignorance. And he can give knowledge, all kinds of knowledge. So all the gurus who are expert and qualified, they are manifestation of Baldev Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. So he can remove the yogas. So we should try to accept a guru, Vaishnava, association that they can give and they can do like all these things. Then you can enter in bhakti realm. And you cannot deviate and you cannot fall. So we came here and tried to remove all the doubts, ignorance also, and to inspire bhakti. I don't know how much successful we are. But I think something must be there. We wanted to help and we tried. Now it is your duty how to take and not take. But my request, if you want to be happy in your life, have a strong faith in name and bhakti, guru and Vaishnava. Don't deviate and try to follow actually. If you want to take anything, give in your mouth, and if you are giving here and there, no use. So in process anything, you should take bath in process, you should eat in process, you should drink in process. If you are giving any drink in your ear or eyes, oh, it is not process. So by process, everything should come proper. And then we can advance in Krishna consciousness. You should try to follow Mahaprabhu and his associates. Nityananda Prabhu, Swarup Damodara, Raya Ramananda, six Goswamis, and after that, up to all the disciplic orders acharyas. Gaur Pramana. If I have used any harsh word, please excuse me. I never wanted that I should give any pain in your hearts, but only to help you and encourage you. Not in a mood I have anything told that he should pinch you and you should be
discouraged.
Nothing. Today we are going to his home. If anyone wants to see, they can go there. But there I want to take a rest and to write something. Gaur Premanand. Any announcement?